Thank you, Pastor Reveal. Now we'll continue on spiritual deceptions. Number four. This also is the authority of God's Word. Pastor Reveal, Romans 1:16.
Ибо я не стыжусь благовествования Христова, потому что оно есть сила Божия к спасению всякому верующему, во-первых, людей, потом и евреям.
People give their testimony.
Люди рассказывают о своих свидетельствах.
They say, Jesus appeared to me, that is why I became a Christian.
Они говорят, Иисус мне явился, поэтому я стал христианином.
That is not true.
Это неправда.
You cannot become a Christian by seeing Jesus.
Вы не можете стать христианином, увидев Иисуса.
To become a Christian, you must know things.
Чтобы стать христианином, вы должны знать определенные вещи.
Romans 1:16.
Римлянам 1:16.
You must know the gospel.
Вы должны знать Евангелие.
We just can't take a picture around and show it to people and have them become Christians.
Мы не можем просто делать фотографию и показывать их вокруг людям, чтобы они стали христианами.
They must know specific things.
Они должны знать определенные вещи.
He was the Son of God. He is the Son of God.
То есть Иисус является Сыном Бога.
Lived a perfect life.
Он жил совершенной жизнью.
Died as a substitutionary sacrifice.
Умер как заместительная жертва за нас.
Took on the sins of the world, was punished, crucified, death, rose again, ascended to heaven, and will return. You must know things. No one becomes a Christian by the appearance of Jesus. You can become a Christian by an event after you have knowledge. People have been witnessing to you. You're in a car accident. Like the prodigal son, God brings you to himself. You repent and believe. You have eternal life and the Holy Spirit. But it is, you must first hear. It is the gospel. Plus, it was not Jesus who appeared to him. Hebrews 9:28. Jesus will appear for the whole church. Not just selective people. Why would Satan do this? Well, that's a great victory for Satan. Instead of talking about people who witnessed to him, instead of the person who became a Christian, he is not talking about the people in the church who shared the gospel with him.
Он не говорит о людях, которые из церкви, которые поделились с ним Евангелием.
He's not talking about the word of God.
Он не говорит о слове Божьем.
He's not talking about the love of the church.
Он не говорит о любви церкви.
He's not talking about coming to Christ.
Он не говорит о том, что надо прийти ко Христу.
It's all about this miracle. A miracle which cannot be reproduced. That's a great victory for Satan. Yeah, you see, they're saying the Muslims, or maybe Chinese, maybe Hindus, they are so evil. Satan is so powerful. The gospel will not work. You need an appearance of Jesus. That's a lie. Romans 1:16. The gospel is powerful enough for everybody. That's a great victory for Satan. People don't think they have anything powerful. They are deceived by Satan. Number five. Does it contradict the Word of God? That's very important. Pentecostals say everybody will speak in tongues. What does 1 Corinthians 12, verse 30 say? Do all speak in tongues? No. They don't. Does it contradict the Word of God? Pentecostals say the gift of tongues is an unknown language. What does Acts chapter 2, verse 6 say? Acts chapter 2, verse 6. Is it an unknown language? Who would like to read that? Acts 2, verse 6. Okay, let's all turn, okay. If you go into a church and somebody is speaking in tongues, what will you hear? Your language. Acts 1:8. What is evidence of the Holy Spirit? Pentecostals say the evidence of the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues. That's not true. Speaking in tongues is a gift. Some people have it. And it is used for evangelism. I have a study for you. It's all the gift of tongues in the book of Acts. You can take that home with you. In Acts 1:8, what is evidence of the Holy Spirit? What does it say? What is evidence of the Holy Spirit? Witnessing. Not speaking in tongues. A spirit-filled church is witnessing. Number five. Does it contradict the Word of God? No. Okay, number six. Fruit of the spirit of self-control. Okay. Pastor Reveal, Galatians 5:22-23. Kareel, 1 Corinthians 9:25. Victor, 1 Corinthians 14. 32 and 33. Yulia, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 40.
1 Corinthians 14.
1 Corinthians Верлана, 2 Peter 1:6.
2 Петра 1:6.
Galatians 5:22 and 23.
Хорошо, Галатам 5:22 и 23.
Лучше духа, любовь, радость, мир, долготерпение, благость, милосердие, вера, кротость, воздержание. За кого не закон?
A fruit of the Spirit will not. A manifestation of the Spirit.
Проявление.
It will not violate a fruit of the Spirit.
Не будет нарушать, не будет противоречить плодам, духовным плодам.
They will be consistent.
Они будут последовательны.
What is the first fruit of the Spirit?
Что является первым плодом Святого Духа?
Who can tell me?
Love.
Любовь. So, the Holy Spirit will not lead you to hate people, да?
Святой Дух, Он не приведет вас к тому, что вы будете ненавидеть людей.
What is the last fruit of the Spirit?
Каков последний плод Духа?
Self-control.
Самоконтроль или воздержание.
The Holy Spirit will not lead you to lose self-control.
Святой Дух вам не приведет к тому, что вы потеряете контроль над собой.
If you go into a meeting,
если вы приходите на собрание,
people are falling down,
люди там падают,
they are jumping around,
прыгают вокруг,
they are losing self-control,
теряют над собой контроль,
they are falling in on the ground,
а потом падают на землю,
that is not God, the Holy Spirit. First Corinthians
9:25.
We exercise self-control in all areas.
Мы должны упражняться в самоконтроле во всех сферах.
A spiritual gift is a tool.
Духовный дар – это инструмент.
You use the tool.
Вы используете инструмент.
The tool does not use you.
А не инструмент использует вас.
1 Corinthians 14:32 and 33.
1 Corinthians 32 and 33.
Spiritual gifts are under our control.
Духовные дары, они подконтрольны.
They do not cause confusion.
Они не вызывают недоумения.
It is a place of peace.
Это, скажем так, место мира.
If you go into a meet Christian meeting,
если вы приходите на христианское собрание,
it's confusion.
Там что-то непонятное.
People are out of control.
Люди бесконтрольно.
That's not of the Holy Spirit.
Это не от Святого Духа.
1 Corinthians 14:40.
1 Коринфянам 14:40.
Только все должно быть благопристойно и чинно.
Yeah, it should be done in an orderly manner.
Должно быть благопристойно.
2 Peter 1:6.
2 Петра 1:6.
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 6.
Так, просудительности, воздержание, воздержание, терпение и
we are responsible to be self-controlled.
Мы ответственны за то, чтобы иметь над собой контроль.
I have the gift of teaching.
У меня вот есть дар учения.
I don't stand before you.
Я не встаю перед вами.
Again, rocking back and forth.
Раскачиваясь.
Waiting for the teach.
И жду, пока
to take over me.
Учение возьмет на
себя. No, I exercise my gift.
Я упражняюсь в своем даре.
And all spiritual gifts will be like that.
И все духовные дары, они такие же.
Number seven.
Number seven.
Does the Spirit bring glory to itself?
Приносит ли Дух славу самому себе?
Or does it put on a show?
Или делает ли он шоу?
John 16:14.
Иоанна 16:14.
Test to reveal. John 16:14.
Иоанна 16:14.
Он прославит меня, потому что от моего возьмет и возвестит вам.
Who will the Holy Spirit glorify?
Кого будет прославлять Святой Дух?
Дух Святой будет прославлять Христа.
Christ.
Yeah, Jesus.
Да, Иисуса.
There will not be a poster about a Holy Spirit crusade.
Не будет никакого плаката о шествии Святого Духа.
A miracle crusade. A power crusade. If it's of God the Holy Spirit, it will be about Jesus. Not about miracles. Not about money. Not about power. About Jesus. And then lastly, Spiritual gifts are not spirits.
Духовные дары это не духи.
I talk to people, they talk about the spirit of prophecy.
Я говорил с людьми, которые мне рассказывали о духе пророчества.
The spirit of tongues.
Духе языков.
Collapsing in the spirit. Where the gift it takes over them. They are not in control. The spirit is in control. Yeah. If the spirit takes on a life of its own.
Если дух он сам по себе действует,
they talk about not the gift of tongues,
они говорят уже не о даре языков,
but my tongue,
но о моем языке,
as if it is a spirit of itself.
Дух он сам по себе, дух языка.
Gifts are used by people.
Дары они используются людьми.
Demons use
демоны
people.
Используют людей.
John, Matthew 17, 15 through 18. Matthew 17, 15 through 18.
Сказал Господи, помилуй сына моего, он в новолуние беснуется и тяжко страдает, ибо часто бросается в огонь и часто в воду. Я приводил его к ученикам Твоим, и они не могли исцелить его. И Иисус же отвечая сказал, урод неверный и развращенный, доколе буду с вами, доколе буду терпеть вас, приведите его ко мне сюда.
Yeah, here's this poor boy being thrown down.
Вот, этот бедный мальчик.
The Spirit is using him.
Дух его использовал.
If you go to a meeting,
если вы идете на собрание,
and the Spirit is using people,
и Дух использует людей,
they're screaming,
кричат,
they're talking
говорят,
in strange, false languages,
на языке,
nonsensical,
бессмысленно,
leaping, confusion,
прыгают,
some people falling down,
кто-то падает,
crying,
кто-то
laughing,
кто-то смеются,
that's not God the Holy Spirit.
Это не Бог Святой Дух.
They are having experiences. But it is not an experience from the Holy Spirit. So it fails the test.
So
we think. We don't believe it. There are 8 tests. We test it. We do not open ourselves up.
Мы
to false spirit. We think. We use the Bible. The logic of the Bible rules us.
Логика Библии, она нас направляет.
1 + 2 = 3. Hear, believe.
Слышите, верите,
eternal life. Hear, believe, sealed by the Holy Spirit. There is a Holy Trinity. We walk by faith. We walk by faith in Jesus. So it's all about Jesus. Not about other things. And we walk by faith that this is the Word of God. And we don't look beyond it. This is what is revealed. All else is forbidden. May God bless His teaching of His holy word. In Christ's name we pray, amen.